Okay, hello everybody. This is Johnny Ortiz, co-host of Tell It Like It Is, and I'm joined in the studio today by Robert McGee and Derek Conyers. They're part of the organizing force behind Occupy Albany. Robert is a civil rights attorney based in Latham, and Derek is a political science student at Hudson Valley Community College. Let's see. Robert, I understand for the most part that you're actually sleeping at the occupation and going to your day job from there. Can you talk a little bit, and I also want to hear from you, Derek, why you got involved and what your experience has been with the occupation?
Well, I got involved because, you know, I am part of that 73% of the country that thinks that things are fundamentally wrong, that we are on the wrong track as a country. When I first got into the Occupy Wall Street movement, I guess it was, you know, from the outside, someone reading the reports from Wall Street itself. So I got very enthusiastic about that. And when I heard about Occupy Albany, I made a point of getting out and becoming as involved in it as I could.
Yeah, as, for me, I was at first I was a little, you know, taken aback by like the whole thing. I mean, I went down to one of the General Assemblies, and it was just a beautiful sight to me to see people there from all different backgrounds, cultures, you know, ideologies. I mean, it wasn't all about, you know, whether you're left wing or right wing or, you know, Democrat or Republican, conservative, liberal. It was just, it was a beautiful thing. I was like, this is something I really want to be a part of.
Okay, and so both of you have been down to the Wall Street occupation.
I have.
I haven't. I've been just pretty much helping out with the Albany.
School.
Yeah.
Well,
now Albany's where it's at, so.
That's right. Well, actually, I want to get to that. Or we could just talk about it right now, actually, if you'd like. There's a lot else that I'd like to explore with you guys. But what's coming up tomorrow, Thursday, October 27th?
Well, at 11:45 tomorrow, we're going to be starting our march in favor of the extending the millionaire's tax. Which is a surcharge that I guess was imposed on people making more than $500,000 a year. I think it adds about 1.8%. It's graded to their tax. Governor Cuomo has announced that he is not going to extend the tax and thereby forego about $14 billion in revenue that could be going to the citizens of New York. So we are going to start a rally at 11:45 in favor of that tax, and we're going to march, you know, peacefully and legally to the governor's office and seek redress for our grievances.
Okay, and you're asking people to come to Academy Park?
Yeah, you know, the more people, the merrier, you know. We really want to be able to push something like this. I mean, people always ask, well, you know, what are you guys going to do? Sitting there and sleeping in a place all night isn't going to get anything done. So, you know, it's time for action.
Okay, great. Let's actually, you brought up Governor Cuomo. It's been very interesting with various occupations and how various cities and different state trooper organizations and police departments are dealing with the occupations. District Attorney David Soares made national news when he made the announcement after visiting the encampment that he was not going to prosecute any of these peaceful protesters, even though there was some very clear pressure from Governor Cuomo on Mayor Jennings and Krokoff, is that?
Yeah, Krokoff.
Krokoff, who's the police chief in Albany. And the state troopers seem to be standing down, cooperative, even supportive of the choice of the Albany PD to not actually evict you guys or enforce the curfew. So this millionaire's tax is a big issue. Has Cuomo, because he really seemed to put some elbow grease into this effort to get you guys out of the park, has he actually helped to make a target out of himself?
In a way, you know, yeah, because since the fact that, you know, he tried to, you know, exert so much authority to get Jennings to kick us out, and it kind of, you know, backfired on him, you know, in a way that kind of, I'm pretty sure he's feeling a little bit different about himself right now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, his reaction was, it was good publicity for us. I guess he has become something of a target, but it's, you know, we understand his position. You know, he's just doing what successful politicians do in our country, which is, you know, help out the top 1%. And so we understand, you know, he's just doing his job as he was taught to do it. And yeah, we welcome a dialogue with him. We'd love for him to come down, and I don't harbor any animosity. And I think I speak for a lot of the people in the park, but we don't harbor any animosity towards him.
I would love to see Elliot Spitzer occupy Albany.
That would be phenomenal.
I'm working on it, actually. you touched on something very interesting, Robert, which is that New York State is a little bit different than most, or actually maybe any other state in the union, in that he does have jurisdiction over Wall Street. And I'm sure he's in daily communication with Bloomberg et al. And New York State is almost like its own country or kingdom or something. And we have a long history of producing presidents. Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's even more important that, well, now that he has, his initial efforts have been soundly defeated, that he pretend that we're in a democracy.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is that New York State is actually the most income unequal state in the union by a decent margin. And so it is important for us to, you know, establish our presence here in the capital and also in the capital of global finance in Wall Street. So, you know, Wall Street is obviously the main hub. And, you know, we, you know, are eager to help them out in whatever way we can and provide them sort of a base for influencing government in Albany.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Albany is the seat of power, so a lot of people are watching really closely of what we do here, and I'm pretty sure no one wants, you know, especially the capital, you know, capital of the state, to lose its hold on what we have.
Okay, you both of you at different points have touched on really interesting points, is that Cuomo's reelection monies are coming from where?
Yeah,
right. I mean, this is obviously it's too excruciatingly obvious. I guess is the point that I'm making. So he's walking a very tender line there, because he likes to position himself as, you know, a somewhat quasi-liberal Democrat. Although so many things that he's done that clearly are not in that category and gotten away with. You know, mm-hmm. when he announced that he was not going to re-up this millionaire's tax, there wasn't any kind of screeching or whatever.
Everyone accepted
you know,
that.
Maybe he's our next Teflon president in the baking or something.
Mm-hmm.
There is such obvious collusion between government and Wall Street. And Michael Moore actually made a really interesting point. Someone was, you know, interviewing him because Wall Street, or the exchange, actually, it's a public street, but they banned him from actually standing on Wall Street. Did you guys hear about this?
No, Michael Moore, when he went to go wrap the police line around.
No. This was this week.
Oh, this week?
Yeah, they said, wow. You're not allowed. He was going to MSNBC, which has an office on the floor of the stock exchange, and someone issued an edict that Michael Moore was not allowed to actually stand on Wall Street, which is a public street that's paid for with your and my dollars.
Yeah.
There's just as the person, they wound up doing the interview a couple blocks away. kind of funny. But, you know, the person that was interviewing him, I don't have television, so I'm not familiar with this fellow. I'm sure he's terrifically famous in his circles, was saying, well, why are you doing, you know, isn't your gripe with the government? Why don't you go down to Washington, D.C.? And Michael Moore, in this Michael Moore way, was like, because these guys, I hope that's a pledge. These guys, Wall Street, basically hire whoever's sitting in the White House and made that point.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like, you know, people always say that, like, well, if you're so upset at what's going on, why don't you all just go to Washington, D.C.? But, you know, the thing about that is, you know, what's going on is the people in Wall Street, you know, these large corporations are pretty much, you know, funding what is corrupting, you know, our government. So just going to our government, you know, demanding change from them is not going to do anything, because those who do come into office after them will still be corrupted by these large corporations. So
And the power in any society resides with those who have the wealth, not necessarily the government, although it often overlaps and not coincidentally.
Well, it's interesting. I'm sure our listeners have heard this, or maybe not, that the Pope came out and publicly endorsed the occupation, which I thought was terrific. And he actually called for, this is verging on communist, he actually called for a redistribution of the wealth.
Well, you can redistribute some of his wealth our way. I mean, if he wants to sell a painting, I think we could maybe open up a new school district in Albany. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think actually the Catholic Church is number one landholder in the world.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe they're second to McDonald's. Okay, now let's see. Now, I want to hear a little bit about what the energy is like, where you think this is going. We know that it's winter, and winters can be very unpleasant in the Capital District. I mean, what are your guys' plans?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of working groups. You know, we have groups that are, you know, pretty much organizing around things like preparing us for winter, you know, preparing us for the rainy season and whatnot, whatever is going to be thrown at us by Mother Nature. You know, someone at one of the General Assemblies actually said, he said, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather, just, you know, bad preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yeah. Spoken like a true camper.
Yeah, well, the quote I like to put out there is from one of the protesters during the Birmingham bus march, said that, you know, my feet are tired, but my soul is rested. So that's kind of our attitude. We'll be out there as long as we can.
That's great. And now, as we're wrapping up, do you guys want to, are there any wants or needs that would be helpful? I mean, how can people help that are not actually on site?
Well, you know, if you actually can't get there, I mean, we're accepting donations in any form, whether it be food, blankets, you know, money, whatever form it is. You know, we're accepting any type of donations. If you think it would help, it'll most likely probably help.
How does somebody do that, though?
There is going to be a place on our website, occupyalbany.org, where you're going to be able to donate money online.
Okay.
And if you ever want to drop off, you know, physical things, you know, we could use tarps, rubber bins, any sort of cold weather gear. We're going to need shovels if it starts snowing. We're going to need food that you don't have to cook, which is also non-perishable. And really be creative. I'm sure we have needs that you that you see that we don't.
Dry
and
socks.
So we welcome anything. Yeah, dry socks, ponchos. Yeah.
Okay, so big shout out for Occupy Your Capital, wherever you are, just occupy it. And I want to close by two things. I love, Robert, if you would read the press release, the solidarity message that you guys sent out the first day.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, Albany, New York, October 19th, 2011. The General Assembly of the Movement to Occupy Albany, acting in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, has declared its intention to begin a nonviolent occupation in Lafayette Academy Park in Albany, on the north side of the Capitol Building and across from City Hall. Occupation will begin on Friday, October 21st. The General Assembly will convene at 5 p.m. All are invited and welcome to attend. In the last month, the message of Occupy Wall Street has won the hearts and minds of over half of Americans, according to a recent Time magazine survey, and is gaining ground globally. Occupy Albany is in broad solidarity with the Occupy movement and its principles, which stand in opposition to corporate domination of politics and the economic collapse caused by Wall Street capitalism and their representatives in Washington, Albany, and Albany. Occupy Albany broadly supports the idea of a more equal society and more direct democracy, people over profit. Occupy Albany intends to remain in Lafayette Academy Park until substantial change has been made to our broken system.
Thank you. And I just want to say I was there when this was being drafted. It was super impressive. Yeah. It was, people are probably familiar now that how all of these motions or even a document right down to specific language was put together by a fairly large crowd, and it was done by consensus. So it was really quite a thing to see. So I'd just like to close by asking each of you, Derek, you first. So out of this occupation, if you could change anything, what would you change?
Well, I mean, you know, I agree. The economy is definitely one of the major, major, major issues. But, you know, for me personally, I think our education needs some seriously, you know, relevant change. Because, you know, if people were more aware of what's going on, you know, if our education system prepared people for the realities of what comes after high school, you know, maybe people won't be like, you know, get suckered in by the, you know, the government and these large corporations. And maybe somebody will one day stop to say, wait a minute. Hey, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Derek. You know, go out and educate yourself. You know, we've been sitting around waiting for solutions to the world's problems from our leaders for however many hundreds of years now, and they haven't given us any. So I think it's time for us to go out, learn as much as we can, begin the dialogue, and start solving these problems for ourselves.
Okay, great. Again, this is Johnny Ortiz with WGXC, co-host of Tell It Like It Is, and I really want to thank my two guests, They're looking pretty warm and dry right now, but I know we got some weather coming. Robert McGee and Derek Conyers. And again, thanks to you guys.
Thanks for having us.